Milwaukee police say a 29-year-old African-American man, Jim Penny, died Sunday when another man shot him during an argument. At a sidewalk vigil this week, Penny's younger brother, James Luna, said Jim Penny was a good man and a great father.
His kids love him. Everybody's kids love him. He's doing so much for the kids, for his friends, his family. He's doing so much. He shouldn't have been gone. This is hard.
Gun violence could be something the next Wisconsin Attorney General more actively addresses. Republican AG candidate Brad Schimmel says enforcement of existing laws is the key.
We have got effective gun laws in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, we're not using them effectively on criminals who commit crimes with firearms. We've got to do better on that.
Schimmel proposes the more thorough prosecution start in Milwaukee County, though he traveled to two gun shops in central Wisconsin this week to highlight his endorsement from the National Rifle Association. Democratic AG candidate Susan Happ says she uses a gun for hunting and has a concealed carry permit. But Happ says more gun laws are needed, including background checks for all gun sales. She argues such a law would have prevented the Brookfield spa shootings 2 years ago.
Zena Daniels was 42 years old. Her estranged husband was subject to a restraining order, and he went out and he bought a gun. And he killed her and two others and wounded four others. If we'd have had background checks, that would have been prevented.
Happ says as Attorney General, she'd actively work to get universal background checks passed in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.